Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
We're getting by on effort and enthusiasm around these parts, and you can get a lot done with that. Can it get you away from a team that you're no longer a fan of? We'll see about that. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And that seems to remain the question, Janae, because we sit up here and we'll get plenty into what goes on now. We've got a Twitter question out at ESPN Radio about a trio of quarterbacks who all, in one way or another, are in situations that are either ones they want to get out of, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, or situations that maybe we want them to get out of, Dak Prescott and whatever the hell is going on in Dallas. But, Janae, we have also heard the news, and we saw surrounding the NBA, Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant going to be held out through the All-Star break. Wait for it. Out of an abundance of caution with that hamstring injury. So, any cause for concern there, Janae, with this hamstring now being enough of a reason to keep KD out this extended time?
Individually for Kevin Durant, no. I think playing it safe, keeping him as fresh as possible, knowing that the second half, which the schedule was just released, where some teams might have to play 40 games in 68 or so days. Ooh. Yeah, playing that safe and smart is cool. From a team perspective, I'm cool too. If I'm Sean Marks, I'm like, all right, getting James Harden has helped. If I'm Steve Nash, all right, we don't know who's out there each, you know, game, but having James Harden out there has kept this team afloat. You know, Kyrie Irving obviously has a lot to contribute as well. But we have to show respect to everyone that matters most in this discussion. Most importantly, Mina Kimes, Brooklyn Nets fan, super fan.
Yes, that's fair
ever
point.
Since, I feel like, you know, ever since Mina Kimes has become a super fan of the Brooklyn Nets, what are they, 8-0?
8-0, and in that time period, Kevin Durant's missed the last six games, so she's been able to shoulder that load while he's been out, and she's going to have to keep doing it.
Yeah, but I think big picture here, when it comes to Kevin Durant being out past All-Star, they're playing it safe from a team perspective. James Harden is keeping them afloat winning. Kyrie Irving, they have the chemistry and the camaraderie. So I wouldn't deviate. The only thing that gives me a little pause, Junior, is when it comes to the playoffs, when they work through the kinks of the big three, whether it's offensively late in games or defensively throughout the entirety of the game, you wonder if, you know, in a year where you have less practice, will this translate to maybe a few more bumps in the road later on? But for now, they've held it down.
Yeah, this is one of the things I worried about with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and how quickly that machine came together is when you got to critical moments in the postseason, would you be able to function in those high-pressure situations? And we saw how that worked out. So
we got a really good answer.
Maybe that's a good reminder. But we also, speaking of friends of the show, want to give props to people when they are right about certain things, when their opinions are validated with results. And remember, Cassidy Hubbard, our ESPN NBA reporter, you see her on Hoop Streams all the time giving you great knowledge, came on our show and talked about a particular All-Star snub that she thought deserved some credit.
But to me, if I were to say the biggest person I think should be subbed in for someone who made the team, it would be Sabonis for Vucevic. I just think Sabonis and the Pacers are getting no respect. The Pacers are fourth in the East. He's one of the best big men in the league. I mean, they actually have a winning record in the Eastern Conference, which is not the case for half of.
Well, ask and you shall receive, because Domantas Sabonis now replacing Kevin Durant in the All-Star game with this news. So Cassidy Hubbard calls her shot and makes it in real time.
Of course, are we surprised there? And I do think that the reason why Cass was so great on this snub, we're talking about someone that was snubbed that was on a team that was fourth in the West, Devin Booker now being involved in the All-Star game, subbing in for Anthony Davis. Fourth in the East now with the Pacers, Domantas Sabonis being subbed in. So I love the equity there.
Love to see it working out in real time the way our great experts and friends call it. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio is where you heard Cassidy Hubbard, Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake. But right now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And we mentioned we had a question, a poll question that was up right now at ESPN Radio, because quarterback volatility has been the theme of the offseason. And so we, as a part of our weekend preview poll, want to know, let us know which quarterback you think is most likely to actually suit up for a different team next season. Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, or none of the above. Deshaun Watson out early, Chiné, and I think this is kind of where we have to take stock right now because we've seen all this happen. The Russell Wilson friction yesterday spilled over, and we all freaked out. Like, oh my God, Russell Wilson actually leaving Seattle might be a thing we can sink our teeth into. But as we get further away from this, and in an offseason we're just getting started in, you start to look around and wonder what's realistic in these spots. Of the three I just mentioned, Chiné, is there one to you that jumps out as one that actually has a shot of getting out? They're all different situations. Dak Prescott's a free agent technically, but is there one in that group that you think is most likely to make it out of here, or more than one?
I love this because my answer is due to two of them having contingency plans to return. Again, per the Athletic article that sort of set the table with the discord with the Seattle Seahawks between those two and Russell Wilson, there was a pathway for Russ to go back, also knowing what his contract situation would look like. Basically, what I feel like, as Marcus Spears, our ESPN NFL analyst who was fed up, alluded to, all right, here in this situation, I'm applying pressure, and possibly next year, if we don't get the answers, you know, that we need this upcoming season, next year, y'all, you've been put on notice. So I'm eliminating Russell Wilson. Now I go to Dak Prescott. You look no further than his social media. He wants to be back with his team. And when an athlete speaks, I listen. Scratch that. Deshaun Watson, they're being left on red, the Houston Texans. And so I do think that that is a situation where Deshaun leaving Houston will be really interesting because he is the one that probably is, his fuse is the shortest. And we know that it's probably going to get to a situation potentially, you know, come training camp where he's not going to show up. I mean, we just saw the MO and pathway with James Harden. So it might be the longest runway, but I think the realistic one here is Deshaun digging his boots in the ground. I don't think that situation, based on, you know, the lack of, you know, the notice, like, I still have no plans with David Culley being able to, you know, suit up and play for you. Based on that situation, I'm going with Deshaun as the one that is most likely to be out. But how about you, Junior?
I'm with you, Chiné, because I think reading the motivations here and trying to understand game theory this out as best we can in these spots, and Deshaun Watson is the only one to me that appears motivated enough to actually create chaos in this spot. Because we're talking about these are February fireworks. All these reports about him having that conversation with poor David Culley, by the way, who just got saddled with all of this baggage from Texans past. But Deshaun seems right now on track for the kind of commitment you need to get out of a situation. Everything else, I think, has been a bit of call and response, meaning, all right, we saw an angry Aaron Rodgers after the season ended being cryptic about his future. And then we see Deshaun Watson doing this in the offseason. And so now Russell Wilson's looking around and saying, man, I was ticked off around the Super Bowl, but if I make some noise, it seems like people are willing to run with these stories right now, people being us in the media, to kind of help put fuel on this fire. And so I think it can be useful for what Russ wants, which are easy solutions, like not getting hit that much anymore. So I think Deshaun Watson is the clear answer for that. Even though Dak Prescott is the free agent, technically, in this bunch. Now, the Cowboys have until March 9th to franchise tag him, but that's where this gets interesting from one perspective. Our ESPN NFL analyst, Dan Orlovsky, went on First Take earlier today and went back to something he'd said a while ago, but re-upped it now as the Cowboys are on the cusp of a major decision. Here was Dan talking about good versus great and how that should affect pay.
I'm going to use the analogy of real estate, right? If I want to go buy a house, and I'm just going to use random numbers here, okay? Let's say my net worth is $1 million. That's a lot of money. Well, I want to go buy this house, and the market dictates that it's $800,000. Well, I want to buy it, but it's not worth $800,000, but the market tells me it is. Is that a smart investment by me? Because then I don't have any money to do anything else. All I'm going to do is be house poor. I got the house that I wanted, and the market dictated that it should cost me that much money. I can't do anything else. So just because the market and he's the next guy up does not make it smart business sense for the team or the player. Max, you mentioned, and that's been my point all along, the biggest question is, what does Dak Prescott want? Here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you talk like Dak Prescott's a bum. No, I don't. I talk like Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. I have never said anything other than Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. I want somebody, whether it's either of you two, Molly, someone at home, to tell me when Dak has, like, been great, when he's elevated.
That's Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. And so that conversation around Dak Prescott begins anew. And we will get to that because I think the real estate analogy is something interesting to consider. Because if we're going to stick with that, the Cowboys need a place to live if you're not going to invest money in Dak Prescott. And that becomes the part where this is a bit more complicated than people want to make it in the NFL. And continue to vote on our poll at ESPN Radio about those quarterbacks. Which of the three, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, do you see actually being able to switch sides, get out of their current situation, and find a new home? But coming up next, let's go look at the NBA because we had so many conversations about rest and LeBron James. What if the conflict really isn't there? What if it's about personal versus team in a way that we might not have seen? We'll get to that next. Chenea and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chenea and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Big news and big sales in the world of sports right now. One recently retired athlete already helped make a little bit of history in a sport that we know very well around here. Chenea and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Chenea Agumake. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes here. And we'll get to, I thought something interesting that we've heard out from Los Angeles right now as we look at LeBron James and the Lakers season on a bit of a slide right now. The forces that are at play here and what's going to will out between personal ambition and what we want to see long-term from that team. We'll get to that, but Chenea, we were just talking in the last segment about Dak Prescott and this renewed conversation around paying him top quarterback money that's come from our ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky, who was on earlier, I believe this was from Get Up the other day, talking about the conflict here in paying Dak Prescott the kind of money we expect.
To a guy that came from nothing and was raised the right way and values human integrity and people more than he does a draft pick or a good football team, once that line was crossed,
That might have been the wrong Dan Orlovsky sound. This is the one I believe that I was looking for in this spot.
The biggest question is, what does Dak Prescott want? Here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you talk like Dak Prescott's a bum. No, I don't. I talk like Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. I have never said anything other than Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. I want somebody, whether it's either of you two, Molly, someone at home, to tell me when Dak has like been great, when he's elevated. Because Stephen A., you point the win-loss record and the stats. Absolutely. When your quarterback's cheap, you can spend a lot of money elsewhere. That helps the quarterback play well. It helps you win games.
Now, Chenea, this isn't a new argument by any means. We've heard this from Dan before, and we heard the comparison that he used in real estate. If you're buying in because the market says you have to pay this price for this particular house, does it necessarily make it a good deal in that spot? Is there any validity to that based on what we've seen from Dak Prescott or the market at this point? Because we know the going rate for quarterback is going to be somewhere near that $40 million a year range.
Yeah, and I think we get hampered at times when it comes to the franchise tag and sort of look at these situations year by year. But if you're going to use the house analogy, aren't homes large investments that sometimes you put your most top dollar, you know, for? And so if you're going to try to have a very, very nice serviceable house, you might as well invest a little bit more instead of a little bit less, knowing the value will appreciate later on. And so that was my number one Zillow real estate comparison when it comes to Dak. And I think it's really funny as we on the day where we're talking about Russell Wilson, you know, being potential, like making the Cowboys, you know, a destination potentially. I'm laughing because I was like, that's the last thing Dak really needed. Like, who? We're trying to get this man paid. And then we've got Dan Orlovsky saying pay less. And then we've got Russell Wilson saying Cowboys are on my list. So the challenges are harder. But I do think that the real estate has to be looked to, especially for the Cowboys, as long term, knowing that you have denied that investment. And guess what? Aren't the homes the most important thing in our lives?
That's what I'm usually told in this spot. But you're right. It is about a long term view of this and stability for something that you know, because the other alternative is what? If we're going to stick with the real estate models, short term investments on things that may be of lesser value for you. I mean, betting on the structure of your team and the other places you have invested money in didn't do you a whole lot of good without that guy last year. year. If you're the Cowboys, we can talk about the top-end success for Dak Prescott, but that's still a team that was markedly more competitive with him on the field there. And so I think that security that comes with knowing versus risking the unknown in that same market, the quarterback market now, not the housing market, but risking an unknown there is something that, Janae, I feel like we talk about all the time. There are teams for years. I saw our friend Mina Kimes on Highly Questionable today, begging Russell Wilson to stay, saying, I've lived through all these other eras of quarterbacks that I'm sure Seattle thought was going to work at the time and didn't, not the way their current quarterback has. He's won a Super Bowl. It's different than the conversation around Dak, but again, we see the struggle for teams all around this league trying to find quarterbacks that can go out there and accomplish the way that Dak has, and letting that go because of a difference of a year, like we've heard on this deal negotiation, or a couple of million dollars that where else you can allocate, like to a running back that you already paid too much money. Those are the parts of this that confuse
me. I mean, don't, like, you've already finished your fixtures. Now make that investment knowing it's not just this year, but you're going to be accumulating wealth in the years to come. And I think that Dan Orlovsky probably has been watching a lot of episodes of, like, is it House Swap or, like, flipping houses? Because I think he's trying to make it happen really quick when we all know in reality it takes us a while to get there.
Yeah, he's probably been watching House Hunters here. You got to make quick decisions right now. I'll save everyone the time. If you're watching House Hunters on HGTV, it's almost always house number two. It's almost always the second one. I feel pretty safe in levying that one out. But Dan has been probably watching a lot of HGTV at home during the quarantine, like many of us have. So that's how these conversations end up going in this direction. Now, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All right, coming up next, LeBron James at a crossroads right now with the Lakers and the rest of their season as we head into the All-Star break, and big news out of the WNBA. We'll get to that next. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, and we'll do it after this word from Body Armor.
3, 2, 1, let's go. Drop the beat. Yeah, Magic Mike, not today. It's Janae the Stallion here checking it in. Let Body Armor Light help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Body Armor Light is the low-calorie sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle. It has no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. And it comes in delicious flavors like peach mango, tropical coconut, oh, there's the music, and strawberry lemonade, Michael Jr.'s favorite. Body Armor Light, keeping you hydrated during your workouts and your busy day. And today, I crushed it on my VersaClimber. And today, I'm sure that Junior probably power walked around the corner. But hey, we were hydrated all the way. From now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product and earn $10 in fitness cash to select fitness retailers nationwide. Learn more at bacommittofit.com. That is bacommittofit.com. Now, apart from LeBron James pursuing another MVP, a former LA sports star with a big criticism of the current one. Yes, we're still talking about the king. We will tell you exactly what those comments were right after this on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live. Right now, come look at us on ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Quarterbacks on the move. Player autonomy at an all-time high, it feels like, right now. So why we got to rehash old takes? Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agwumike. Reminder, head to ESPN at ESPN Radio on Twitter. Vote on our poll concerning those quarterbacks. Which QB most likely to suit up for a different team next season? Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, or none of the above? We'll keep getting back to that answer as the day goes along. But, Janae, it's interesting that we've got to have this conversation about LeBron James and what was said about him by AC Milan stars Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who was formerly of the LA Galaxy. A lot of people got to know him in that area. Zlatan came out with this statement today. I believe he was on Discovery Plus in Sweden and was talking about LeBron James and said this, quote, LeBron is phenomenal at what he's doing, but I don't like when people have some kind of status, they go and do politics at the same time. Do what you're good at. Do the category you do. I play football because I'm the best at playing football. I don't do politics. If I wouldn't be a political politician, I would do politics. That's the first mistake people make when they become famous and they become a certain status. Stay out of it. Just do what you do best because it doesn't look good. On the same day that we announce what's gone on with the Atlanta Dream being sold in the WNBA, NBA, Renee Montgomery, former star for the team, as a part of that ownership group now that is buying the team after everything that happened with Kelly Loeffler and that squad. Seeing these side by side, it just amazes me that A, that criticism has come up again, but B, it's also come from another athlete in this spot.
And the unique full circle component of all of this is that Renee Montgomery has been a part of More Than a Vote, a coalition of athletes and entertainers. I'm a part of the group as well that was brought together first and foremost by who, Junior?
LeBron James.
LeBron James. And what did this translate to? Creating meaningful change when it comes to the ownership of a WNBA team, like his platform, leveraging his platform to empower us, especially to sort of speak our voices and not just speak our voices, you know, actually do work. And so hearing what Zlatan had to say just seemed, honestly, I ain't got time for it because we're so focused on everything positive moving forward. I will use this. I will reclaim the time that he did to say this, to mention that LeBron James has been a force really for social change and political action. Obviously, that is controversial to some, but the reality is, what did he do? He helped raise more than 42,000 volunteers to work at polling stations during the election. Who was one of those volunteers, Junior?
Our very own Chinne Igwumike.
Thank you very much. And outside of that, we all know what he's done with his I Promise School. You know, when the pandemic shut a lot of things down, instead of just focusing on, let me get back on the court and win a championship, which he delivered on, which greatly expanded his platform, he focused so much on creating good for the community that he came from. And so to sort of sit and just say that he should just do sports when he's doing other things at a higher level than most and using his own resources and his own platform as he sees fit, it just feels a little ironic.
Chinne Igwumike Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Golic Jr. and Chinne Igwumike. And it is sort of insane that this still keeps coming back up right now. Now, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is a guy who loves the sound of his own name and loves to hear himself talk, so it's not overly surprising here. I know a lot of people enjoyed the song and dance when he was a part of the LA Galaxy, but...
Sorry, I was testing you when I was doing that whole read, but I was just trying to put things together, and you passed your test, 100%. The crazy thing is, as an athlete in this world, I tend to sometimes not bring people into all of my experiences unless it's my relationships, right, Junior?
Yeah, no, we get a lot of those around here, which we're thankful for.
Was a big, huge fan of Zlatan Ibrahimovic. First met him a couple years ago in New York, and we were doing an interview with Sports Illustrated in person, and I saw him walk in, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is where, yeah. I quickly came to know him because he had an entourage of 100 zillion people. And I'm just saying, probably 10 in a small room. I was like, oh, wow, this guy, I know what his bravado is. And so after that, meeting him and having a conversation with him, he was cool. And so I followed him. And the next time I saw him was probably a year or so ago. You mentioned the LA Galaxy, that he had a little bit of time here in Los Angeles. I was just now transitioning from being, a Connecticut Sun to a member of the Los Angeles Sparks. Went to a Los Angeles Lakers game where he was sitting courtside and cheering and fist pumping LeBron James. So it's just one of those moments where I think keep that same energy. On one side, you can celebrate his talents, but then when it comes to where he chooses to, push value on, bettering the perception and also the, capabilities and the resources that the community that has helped put him in a position to win and succeed on the court, you have to keep that same energy. If you respect him in one regard, just because he takes off a jersey, he's not a different human being.
No, and I'd say this. If Zlatan does not want to participate in things surrounding politics and things outside of his purview of sports, he doesn't have to. That's fine. I got a very simple life philosophy when it comes to how you handle your business, what you believe in religion-wise, anything like that. Whatever gets you through it, if it's not hurting other people, life is hard, life takes a toll on everybody, and if you got something that works for you, rock with that. But that also, the key part of that is, as long as it's not pushing up and hurting on other people, and for Zlatan to say, because I don't feel this way about it, that you shouldn't when it's something that matters to you. Clearly, we've seen this idea that what matters to athletes and the platform that they have is not a reason for them to be silent. Quite the opposite. It's a reason for them to speak for the communities that they come from and feel comfortable and to create change like that. Again, we celebrate on this day the announcement that we got out of the WNBA for that very reason. Real estate investor Larry Gottesdiener was approved Friday as the lead owner of the Atlanta Dream after we saw pressure on former Senator Kelly Loeffler to sell her share of that team. That group includes Suzanne Hebert, who's the president of Gottesdiener's Northland Investment Corp in Massachusetts, and former Dream guard Renee Montgomery. Like, we saw someone who Renee Montgomery was so motivated by the things that she had been a part of that she said, all right, I want to go back to this league that I was a part of in a different capacity so I can keep helping instill change. Like, that's the inspiration there, that we live in a time where athletes can turn around and do something that was previously for, I mean, the only athletes we had seen doing these things, Janae, were people like Michael Jordan, who were billionaires because of the money they'd made outside of sports. And now we're seeing things like this become more and more accessible to athletes who want a chance to make the lives of people who shared their experience a little bit better. And that's always something admirable.
Precisely. And I just think that a good way to boil this down is, obviously everyone has their own personal opinions and personal affiliation and personal thoughts on what athletes, their role should be. Athletes never expected for this to be something that they had to do. It more was a responsibility based on what they represent. We understand our success is the exception and not the norm when it comes to our communities. And for someone to speak up who probably has not lived in that community, meaning walk the same shoes as LeBron James and maybe experience everything that has motivated and compelled LeBron James to use his platforms for his own community, it just feels a little disingenuous to criticize someone who probably doesn't understand or fully, you know, like, has been educated to the experience in which, like you said, these are all things that he's trying to create positively, right? Like, empowering his fellow athletes and also empowering the next generation through education and using his platform on his own time and on his own dime for positive change. So,
yeah, criticizing that couldn't be me. Not the place I want to be in this conversation. Janae and Golic Jr. is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Coming up next, Kyrie Irving is no stranger to a microphone and conversations and comments that'll ruffle some feathers, but why he raised a point that a lot of people are getting behind right now. We'll get to that next. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and streaming on ESPN+.